All right. As you are aware, exam one for the spring semester is next week. I've already shared, if you read or go over or are familiar with the quizzes that we've done, and including the one from tonight, then you'll be okay for the exam. I do want to emphasize a little bit though, pay attention to some of the scriptures, okay, that we've talked about. For example, let's see what it was. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. Y'all remember that. John 15:7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. Those kinds of scriptures. I don't do trick questions. There won't be any trick questions. My aim is to do a few more multiple choices this time than I normally do. I have a tendency to do a lot of true false. But I'm looking for some multiple choice this time. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, giving you glory and honor and praise, blessing your holy name, thanking you, Father God, for all your goodness, all your grace, all your love, all your mercy, Lord God, that you have shown towards us. Thank you, Lord God, that as students in this school, Father God, you're giving us all ears to hear. You're giving us eyes to see, and you are giving us hearts to understand. Lord God, we appreciate it so much. We are so grateful, Lord God, for everything that you're saying and that for everything that you're doing, Lord God, and that our lives are being transformed. We give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now, I would be remiss if I did not share with you and the students online some of what Apostle shared with us on yesterday. This is a class on prayer. Amen. And he shared something with us in service. We do have some members here who can testify. Amen. But for the sake probably of some of our online students who may not have had a chance to see the broadcast, I am encouraging all of the students in the school to see it. Get the MP3 every now and then on LeroyThompson.tv. I'll catch it. They'll play it. I mean, it's been amazing. Sometime in the middle of the night, you turn the TV on and there it is, a recent service. But I do encourage all of you to see that or to hear it, if you just want the MP3 or the CD. But anyway, he taught us, and I was just beside myself because at least we had touched on it, We did not go in depth the way he did, but we had touched on it. He was teaching us about the mystery and the secret of kneeling in prayer. Kneeling in prayer. I have notes around here somewhere. Look, that's what I'm looking for. It's like, okay, wait a minute, wait a minute. I wrote this down. Okay, I said, look, I have it on the Apostles' Message. Mysteries, and I have in parentheses, secrets of kneeling to pray. And he talked a little bit about how, the kneeling, we think of it as being probably old and foggy. Our great grandparents did it, we say. But no, he says, kneeling in prayer is not a ritual. It's a revelation. Amen. And it's like, oh my God. A couple of other things that he said, bowing or kneeling is one of the greatest acts of worship. Kneeling signifies our dependency, and I put in parentheses on God. It signifies humility, brokenness, and it also signifies reverence and honor for God. He says kneeling gets God's attention. Amen. And then he gave us so many biblical examples of kneeling. And I think, you know, the main one for me was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. Jesus kneeled, amen, and prayed until he says, not my will, you know, but your will be done. And you know what I saw? He did it three times. It's like he didn't do it just one time. He did it three times, you know. And then he came back and he says, okay, you know, as far as he's concerned, let me do this. This is what the Father want me to do. Amen? Amen. But, you know, again, if you have, well, no, not if you have an opportunity. Take the opportunity. Make it a priority to get the MP3, especially online students. You're going to be so blessed. I went back and I found our notes. You know, we just finished praise. Now, Mr. Maldonado, though I always mispronounce his name, he says that kneeling, remember, it's a part of praise. It's a biblical part of praise. And then, you know, we had Psalm 95 and 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us what? Kneel before the Lord, our maker. And he says, kneeling down, this is just to remind you, this is what we learn in praise. Kneeling down before your God is an act of humbleness and honor to him. This is where you recognize that he is God and that you are his child. Amen. When we kneel. So get ready. Amen. May not be tonight. Might be tonight, but it may not be tonight. But we're gonna be kneeling. Amen. Because one of the things that we're emphasizing right now, we're emphasizing the promises of God and how to access those promises. And we're believing that as we learn this lesson, amen, on accessing those promises, that those promises are going to begin to manifest in our lives. So, you know, and I'll challenge you. One thing that you've been dealing with, just take one. I mean, I got three. I'm sorry. I got three. And, you know, begin to, you know, go to the Word of God, find a place where it's written, you know, that says that you can have this. And we're going to begin to believe God. Amen. Remember, we talked about the word of God, the Spirit of God, and our faith. Now, Apostle added one more, and I can't remember because I was thinking as he was ministering, it's like, oh, man, I need to add that one. Could have been grace, but I don't remember. I don't remember. I'll find out and give it to you. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's see how far we can get tonight. My aim is to finish this chapter so that you will be ready for your exam. Amen? And this is, again, we're in Book 2, Chapter 12, Prayer and God's Promises. We left off last week. We had looked at the prayer of submission as our author had defined it. And we looked at all of those. And we remember we said that this is a prayer where you don't have a definite word of promise. You don't have a definite word of promise, but you're going to God and you're asking, you know, for help. Amen. Matthew's 21. If you want to just turn there. Matthew 21. Apostle is sharing so much with us right now. I mean, right now the word alignment just keep popping up in my head. It just keep popping up. Amen. And he's talking about alignment of our spirit, our soul, and our body. That's what's wrong with us is that our soul is out of alignment in a lot of instances. Amen. Okay, so Matthew 21. Let's look at verse 20, 22. In Matthew 21, verse 22, it says, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Amen. Look at that. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. The author says the all things whatsoever that the Bible is talking about, that these things are received by prayer because all things whatsoever, they're already promised. Amen. All things whatsoever, they're already promised. There's no limit to the provisions included in the promises to prayer. And then there's no exclusion from the promises. Amen. Over in Luke 11:10, you can just make a note of it. He says, "For everyone that asketh, receiveth." Well, you know, I started scratching my head. You know, well, we've been asking, and so why haven't we received, right? You know, we all have that question. We all have that question. And then John 14:14, the author points out, I had a little note here. And again, all of this is about asking and receiving. "If ye shall ask," I want to go up to the 13th. This is one of my favorite passages. "And whatsoever ye shall," verse 13, John 14, verse 13. "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name," this is what Jesus is saying, "that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask," verse 14, "anything in my name, I will do it." Amen. So we've got the asking, and then we've got the name, right? Amen. Amen. Then the author points out, he says, these are some comprehensive and exhaustive statements of the Word of God about prayer. These are all very, very familiar to us. We've read them before. We're not going to turn to all of them. We might turn to one or two. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, "Pray without ceasing." Colossians 4:2, this is one that you may not be familiar with. He's talking about continue in prayer. We use this passage at one point when we were praying for the man of God. Amen. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Amen. That's verse 2. And then it goes on and says, "With a praying also for us, that God would open to us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which we are also in bonds." Amen. And then we've got Romans 12:12. It says, "Continuing instant in prayer." Philippians 4:6 says, "In everything," and we know by prayer and supplication, "let your requests be made known unto God." Luke 18:1, "Men ought always to pray," you remember that, "and not to faint." 1 Timothy 2:8, "Men should pray everywhere," and that's the one that talks about lifting up holy hands. And Ephesians 6:18, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto." We remember that one. The author says these statements, they urge, they constrain, and they encourage us to pray. Amen. Can you see that in these? All of these scriptures, they are urging us, they're constraining us, and they're encouraging us to pray. The greatest benefit of the rich promises of God's word, or the word of God, should humbly, H-U-M-B-L-Y, be received by us. And then he says, and put to the test. Humbly receive them and put to the test. He says, neither Christian experience nor Christian living will be what they ought to be until these divine promises have been fully tested by those who pray. Amen. Y'all understand that? You know, you say tested. What do you mean tested? Well, if a person gives a promise and you never believe for it or ask for it or look for it, I mean, what's the benefit of the promise, right? So you got to put it to the test. You know, you made a promise. You know, we used to do this with our little kids all the time. You know, if you do so-and-so, I promise I'll give you so-and-so. It's usually a toy or a candy or a cake or something like that. Amen. And so, you know, if the child does it, they're going to come back. They're going to come back looking for what it was that you promised. Then we're supposed to be the same way with the word of God. Amen. We got to put it to the test. You know, you say, with Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I believe that. You know, and everything else in order. Put it to the test. I like it when apostle says the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Amen. Yeah, you don't know it. You don't know. You know, we don't know. I guess if we never had like little tests, we would never know. My grandma used to say that. You know, somebody sang a song about it too. You know, until it's tested, you don't know that it's really, really true. So when the little tests and the little temptations come, you know, this is your opportunity to go to the Word of God and find out what God said. And believe God and ask God, amen, put it to the test. Put the word of God to the test, amen. That's all Mr. Bounds is saying when he talks about the divine promises being fully tested by those who pray. He says, by prayer, we bring these promises of God's holy will into the realm of the actual and the real. Because when we read it, we're just reading it. You know, talking about the, you know, he gives us the power to get well. Well, we just reading it. You know what I'm saying? But when we start praying that and asking for that and believing that, well, Lord, you know, and I'm one to tell him, you say it. You know, I just believe that. Lord, you said, you know, this is what you said. You know, I believe you, you know, and, in prayer, I'm expecting to receive that. And this is what God wants from us. This is what he's looking for from us with everything else in order. Amen? The holy living, remember, the integrity. Like I said, by prayer, we bring these promises of God's holy will into the realm of the actual and the real. We must pray until the words of the promise are fulfilled. Amen. Now, you know, I always like to share with students, you move from the point of asking to thanking him for it. You know, you don't see it, but you've already asked him. You've already believed. You're believing. You're in faith. And then you just go over here and you just, I thank you for it. Amen. And you thank him for it until it shows up. Keep your eyes on the promise. Keep your eyes on the promise. The word of promise. Keep your eye on that. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Now you see here, that was supposed to be a little bit later. Supposed to be a little bit later. But it's coming up now, so I guess I better give it to you now. Amen. One of the things that Apostle has shared with us, when we receive a word from God, whether that word is written or whether that word is spoken to your spirit, okay, you want to receive it. But also know that there are going to be instructions. I think sometimes this is where I have missed it. I can't say about anybody else. You know, the word comes and it's like, I get so excited and I'm so, oh my, this the answer. But I didn't wait for instructions. Amen. There are instructions that go along with the word that he's given to you. And a lot of times the instructions are going to be like the how to, you know, like the word comes. Okay, I can give you one. This one was years ago, but I was going through and the word, it ain't nothing. You know, it came and it's like, okay, Okay, it ain't nothing. Well, in my mind, I'm gonna be honest with you. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, it ain't nothing to you, but this is a big thing to me. And that's what I told him. And I said, this is a big thing. But what I needed was, I needed instructions at that point. I said, okay, Lord, it ain't nothing. And he gave me a scripture. Scripture didn't have nothing to do with what I was dealing with. The scripture was, be careful for nothing. Amen. And at that point, it took me a while. I needed the peace of God. You know? So here I am believing for, and in that case, it was healing. And the Lord is talking to me about peace. You know? So I mean, you know, when you're believing like that, you're gonna receive. You just, all right, Lord, whatever you say. And I will never forget, and I've shared this, second year students heard me talk about this. But when I asked the Lord for peace, it was just so amazing. It was amazing. I went to bed that night so confused, didn't know what to do, which way to go. And it's like, okay, all right, yeah, Lord, I need peace. I see here, I need peace. And when my eyes opened the next morning, I remember saying, what a difference a day make. I was no longer confused. I had the peace of God. I had the wisdom of God. And there was a boldness that came upon me that I had never experienced before. I mean, I was something. You know, you couldn't tell me that I, you know, not to go this way or not to do this and not to do that. I mean, I was kind of like, wow, that's the way you get, you know, when you know you have received something from God. But I knew at that point I needed instructions. I needed instructions from God to go along with it ain't nothing. In the end, it ain't nothing manifested in my life. And I can stand here to tell you today, you know, the word of God works when we begin to work the word of God and have faith. You know, I love it, you know, when Mr. Bounds, you know, pointed out to us about it was the promise and the promisor. You know, I told you, apostle says the blessing and the blessor. You know, we have to keep our focus on God. Who it is that's promising me this? You know, who is it that's promising me this? And God is a God of, oh my gosh. I mean, integrity is not a, it's not a word, it's not enough to describe him. I mean, you can trust him. You know, we looked at Numbers in the beginning, Numbers 23 and 19. God is not a man that he should lie. Remember? Neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, meaning if he has promised it, if he has promised it written, or if he has promised it to you spoken, amen, he will do exactly what he said he was going to do. Amen. But my emphasis right now is that when you receive that word, always know that there are going to be instructions that's going to go along with that word. There is a Godward side. Amen. It's in the promise. Amen. Then there's your side. A manward side. Apostle has been drilling it in us for years and years. There's always something that you got to do when you trust it. I can remember when I first came here. Well, no, actually, my kids came to Vacation Bible School, and my daughter came home and she says, faith is acting on the word of God. And, you know, I had never heard that. You know, it's like, oh my God, faith is acting on the word of God, you know. And it's like I stopped and I said, who told you that? And, you know, and she was saying that that's what they learn. That's what they learn in Vacation Bible School. The next day she came and she had another word. It's like, oh my. You know, I wasn't a member here then. You know, it's like, oh, wow, you know. Yeah. But it was the action. You know, when you believe in God, you're gonna put action. You're gonna act like it. You're gonna act like you believe in God. Remember, you don't have to do it by yourself. The Holy Spirit is there to help you. Amen. He is there to help you. Matter of fact, he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. You take that step. He said, come on, let's go. Let's go. Amen. Amen. Again, we're talking about the greatest benefit of the rich promises of the word of God. And we should humbly receive them. Amen. And put them to the test. God's promises. Oh my God. Mr. Bounds, our author, he says, God's promises are too large to be mastered by aimless praying. Amen. They are too large to be mastered by aimless praying. Who of us in our praying measures up to the promises of our Lord? Amen. You know, Jesus, and he points us to John 14:12. You know, that's where Jesus says, the works that I do, shall you do also. Amen. That's a promise. Isn't that something? That's a promise. He says, you know, it's too large to be mastered by aimless praying. You don't want to pray aimlessly. And then he goes on in John 15:7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you. Y'all remember that. That was one of our foundational scriptures. He says in these, and he calls them comprehensive words, God turns himself over to the will of his people. When Christ becomes our all in all, prayer lays God's treasures at our feet. Amen. Laid at our feet. But, you know, look at that. If ye abide in me. So that's a condition. You got to abide in him. Then he's got to have his words also to abide in us. And, you know, we're going to get to that study in the Word of God. And we're always talking about the Word of God. And what happens is that when you are led by the Spirit of God and you study in the Word of God, God's will becomes your will. You know, you're not going to ask God for something that you know is not his will. Amen. See, that's where those promises come in. You know, we're so familiar with those promises, and it's in us because we have studied, we have meditated on the Word of God. And then, now, you know, I love this because I'm always talking about my grandma and my foreparents. But Mr. Bounds says the first Christians received all that God had to give. Isn't that something? And it says, whatsoever we ask, 1 John 3:22, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. They believed God, amen, and they believed in the promise, and they took the promise of God seriously. Prayer, Mr. Bounds says, coupled with loving obedience, and I had to add faith in there. Now, that's not in your book. I added faith. Amen. He says prayer coupled with loving obedience, and I put plus faith, is the answer to all ends and all things. Prayer joined to the Word of God and your faith now hallows, amen, hallows and makes sacred all of God's gifts. Y'all understand what that word hallow means? Means like to make it special, make it sacred. Amen. He says prayer is not simply to receive things from God. That's not the only reason you want to pray, but to make holy those things that already have been received of him for us. Amen. You know, Jesus received all of this for us. He did it for us. It is not merely to receive a blessing, but also to be able to, he says, give a blessing, and I say, be a blessing. Amen. Amen. He said, our author says, prayer makes common things holy. Is that, you know, you say to yourself, Lord, is that possible? To make common things holy and secular things sacred. It receives things from God with thanksgiving and hallows them with thankful hearts and devoted service. Amen. Yes, when I was reading that, you know, because we pray the Our Father prayer, and we said, hallowed be your name. Amen. We making that name sacred. We making it holy. In 1 Timothy 4, verses 4 through 5, it says, for every creature of God is good if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and by prayer. God's good gifts are to be holy, not only by God's creative power, but because they are made holy to us by prayer. We receive them, we appropriate them, and we sanctify them by prayer. That's what this scripture is saying. Amen. Doing God's will and having God's word abiding in us is an imperative to effectual praying. Amen. Can you see that? 2 Timothy 2:15. You know it already. And it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Rightly dividing. So apostle always says it this way, you know, if it can be rightly divided, it can be wrongly divided. Amen. And we don't want to be caught in that wrongly divided. But we're talking about doing God's will and having his word abiding in us. It's so imperative if we want to pray effectively. To know God's will in prayer, we must be filled with God's Spirit, who makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That is found in Romans 8:27. To be filled with God's Spirit and to be filled with God's word is to know God's will. Does that make sense to you? Filled with the Spirit, filled with the word. That's what it's going to take to know God's will. It will enable us to read, and I underline this, and correctly interpret the purposes of the infinite. Correctly interpret. If you're not filled with the Spirit, if you're not filled with the word, this is how people get off. Let's see what I was. Oh, yeah, I heard something. I heard something today. Oh, my God. I guess I can't say it. I can't say it. But anyway, of a person that, you know, I thought how they interpreted. That was the way they interpreted the word of God. And it's like, what do they mean by this? You know, where did they get this from? And I guess when you really, really look at it, I see how they went off and misinterpreted what God was saying. When you're not filled with the Spirit and filled with the Word of God, people make the Bible say whatever they want it to say. You know, I can say this. You know, there's a group of people, I want to say in Appalachia, these people go pick up snakes and all that kind of stuff in their church services, because they say the Bible says, you know, we shall take up serpents and they, you know, and they shall not hurt us. And so as a part of our worship services, they, you know, I saw it on TV, they got these snakes, and it's like, oh my God. Well, according to those people, I probably would never be saved. Amen. I'm just one of those, I don't want to see a snake. I don't want to see it. I got a little bit better this year, though. I really did. I mean, I saw one. And I called for somebody to come and kill him. Normally, I would run, okay? But you see how people can misinterpret the word of God? This is why we need the Holy Spirit. This is why we need to be filled with the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit helps us, oh my God, to understand the word of God. One of the things that Apostle is telling us that we're going to be praying about is, I call it hearing ears. You know, he says hearing, seeing, and understanding. Amen. Because we want to be able to understand what God is saying, what God is doing, and what God is showing in this hour. Because he's going to be saying a lot. Amen. He's going to be showing a lot. He's going to be doing a lot. And we have to understand what is of God and what is not of God. Because what's going to happen, the enemy is going to come in. You know, well, we saw that when Moses threw down the rod, or Aaron threw down the rod, and it became a snake. Didn't the sorcerers come and do the same thing? Amen. Didn't they? So this is, I mean, we have to pray. And we have to study the word of God so that when the enemy comes in and starts mimicking, we will be able to discern, is this God This is not God. Amen. If it's not God, let me leave this alone. Amen. This is a time. I mean, it's a special time. It's an exciting time for the Christian. Apostle used that word the other day that I use. Preparation. Amen. You have to be prepared to walk into the blessings that God has for us right now. You got to be prepared. You got to be prayerful. You got to study the word of God for yourself. It's not going to be enough to just get it on Sunday. I mean, we are so blessed. Like I told you, we are so blessed here. We get it on Sunday. We get it on Wednesday. And then I cheat by coming on Tuesday with the students. And I get it on Tuesday. And it's like, okay, all right. I don't want to miss nothing. I really and truly, I don't want to miss nothing. But we going back to this, you know, correctly interpret, be able to discern. And we do this by being filled with the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. Don't take it for granted. Amen. Don't take it for granted. Study the word of God. Apostle has challenged students about reading the word every day. He say, did you pray today? Did you talk to God? Yeah. Did God talk to you? Yeah. Did God talk to you? What did he say? And he said, you know, it just comes from, what did you read? Amen. What did you read? And there's some exciting things that you're going to be seeing. Amen. As you begin to read and study the word of God for yourself. Amen. Okay. So we got to correctly interpret the purposes of the infinite. It gives us insight into the will of the Father and enables us to rightly discern his will and puts a disposition, I like that word, of mind and heart within us to make it the guide and the compass of our lives. And you know what word I put up under there? Alignment. Alignment. We want our spirit, our soul, and our body to be in alignment, but we want it to be in alignment with the will, with the purpose, with the word, with the plan of Almighty God. Amen. 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 Because, you know, you think, well, I might be doing this, but, you know, what about my soul? Is it in alignment with this? Is my thinking straight about this? What about my body? And he taught us some things. That's why I want y'all to see the MP3 or the CD, however, whatever you want to do about the kneeling. Amen. Colossians 4:12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is so good. This is so good. Look, I'm looking at the clock and seeing if we're going to have time. We might have time. We might have time. Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of us, a servant of Christ, saluted you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers. See that? In prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Stand perfect, and we know that perfect, you know, means complete. Amen. In all the will of God. Our author, he says, perfect and complete in all the will of God. He said, this is proof positive that not only can we know the will of God, but we can know all the will of God. And not only can we know all the will of God, but we can do all the will of God. Amen. We can know it and we can do it. So we have to stop going around saying, you know, this is too hard. I can't do that. You know, we are made in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. The book of Ephesians tells us about the coming to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You know, that's what God is. God is just waiting on us to manifest. That's all. Manifest as the sons and the daughters that he has ordained us to be. Amen. Amen. And I think we want it. I made some little notes here. I said, God's perfect will requires, that's why I told you I was getting ahead of myself, waiting on God. Do y'all know what that waiting on God? It don't mean wait time. It means be patient, but minister while you're waiting. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. You're so good. You're so kind. Amen. And then wait on him. And then I had here notes of instructions and directions. And I already told y'all about that. Always wait on God. Wait for the instructions. Don't move. You got the word. Praise the Lord. Thank him. Thank him. Say hallelujah for the word. But then, okay, what's my next move? I've heard apostles say that. What's my next move? What you want me to do? Amen. I said here, King Saul, you know, we're talking about knowing and doing the will of God. Well, we know that God had judges for the children of Israel. And they saw everybody else. They wanted to be like everybody else. Give us a king. Give us a king. Give us a king. They did not wait on God. They did not consult God. Give us a king. Give us a king. Lord said, okay, y'all want a king. Let me give you a king. Now, I believe God would have given them a king in the, you know, when he got ready. I'm not going to say that he didn't want them to have a king. But, it, you know, maybe the timing just wasn't quite right. But they saw everybody else with a king. All other nations said, give us a king, give us a king. And they were sorry after they got a king. Amen? Amen. And then I had another note here about Abraham. These are talking about people who had a promise, okay? We receive the word of promise. Amen. I like that. Mr. Bounds said that. I think Mr. Bounds said the word of promise. He didn't just say the word of God, the word of promise. Abraham and Sarah, they had a promise, right? The promise to Abraham, so shall thy seed be. Talking about the stars in the sky. You're going to have descendants. You're going to have children. And they're going to be like the stars in the sky. And what did they do? They did not wait for instructions. They did not wait on God. I mean, they took matters into their own hand. Now, I am a woman. But it was the woman who said, oh, let's do it this way. And again, there we go with discerning and rightly interpreting and dividing. God said, you know, so shall I see be. Now, if she had just waited and trusted, you know, God, you know, to do this, she would have been able to discern what God was saying. So then y'all know the story. You know, she give her husband a maid. Amen. And, you know, a child was born. And they say, well, this must be the way God wanted to do it. Well, no, God had to call old Abraham. And no, I said, you know, so shall your seed be. And then the child is going to come from your loins, you know. And I guess I could understand, you know, he old, she old. And they saying, well, oh, no, how can this be? How can this be? You know, but then finally Abraham got on board with God. And the Bible tells us that he believed God. He was fully persuaded that what God has promised, that God was able to perform it. Amen. And then we know now we know the end of the story. We know that Abraham and Sarah had a child in their old age, a miracle child. When it comes to the promises of God, one of the things that I'm learning, as I sit and I listen to an apostle, hold on to your promise. Pastors out there, God has given you a vision. Hold on to that vision. Don't turn it loose. Amen. Whatever God has promised you, first of all, know that it's from God. Amen. And just believe God. Find it in the word. Find a place where it's written. Pray that. Tell the Lord thank you for it. And you tell him thank you till it manifests. Amen. I think when we get to the point that we just stay up in God's face saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then, like I said, in this class, we're going to start getting on our knees telling him thank you. Amen. Apostle said that's one of the quickest ways to get God's attention is being on our knees. And so when you leave this class, and when you, especially when you watch the CD or the DVD or listen to the MP3, thank you, Lord. Follow instructions. Okay? Follow instructions from the man of God. The man of God says, we're going to kneel and pray. So kneel. And you know, this is not the first time God has said this to Word of Life Christian Center. This is not. In prayer meeting, maybe about a year or so ago, we received instructions from Apostle that in prayer meeting, we were to kneel. And we did it faithfully. We did it faithfully for a while. Amen. They had the cushions for us because, you know, back there it's concrete. It's not carpet like it is in here. and we kneeled. You know, every prayer meeting, and we would change out. Because one of the things the apostle said, you know, he doesn't say, you know, how long you stay on your knees. You know, some people think, oh, I got to spend 2-3 hours. I can't kneel. Well, no, he didn't say that. Like I told you, Jesus prayed, what, 3 times? He doesn't tell us how long. He went, he prayed on his knees. He got up and he came and checked on the disciples. He went back, got back on his knees. And then he came back. And he did that 3 times. So you go, you might start on your knees and you might get up, sit down, walk around. You might start sitting down, walking around, and then getting on your knees. Amen? But make it a practice. Get on your knees. I couldn't wait, you know, after Apostle talk. Now, there are times, I mean, you know, now I've had periods where I could just sense the Holy Spirit. When God does something for you that's amazing to you, you can't help getting on your knees and lifting your hands. You just can't help it, you know? And so those moments, but what I realized, I need to be consistently doing this, just consistently doing this. Now, you know, I need to do it on purpose with a purpose. On purpose with a purpose. And that purpose is to humble myself. Amen. I'm going to humble myself before God on purpose. Amen. And the purpose is just to show him how much I appreciate him, how much I love him, how much I thank him, and how good he has been to me. Amen? Amen. All right. Like I said, y'all get ready, though. We're going to be on our knees. Y'all get ready for those exams?